All right, this is going to be one of my will delete later style episodes. Hello, everybody. So I have to get this off my chest. I just need to say it out loud, have it maybe be acknowledged by a few people, and then move on. I find that talking through things isn't necessarily my favorite way of working through things. Moving my body tends to be my mode of choice in terms of emotional work. And just kind of moving the chi, I guess you could say, throughout my body. Working through emotions that way always feels the most effective, but for whatever reason, I am feeling deeply inclined towards talking about this rather than moving my body through it. Actually, I'm going to do that literally right after this, so never mind, I'm just picking both. Quarantine fucking sucks, and I just want to talk about that, and maybe you can relate to it, and maybe you might not. So the reason why quarantine really sucks for me, it sucks for everybody, but the reason why it sucks for me is because I don't really like chilling at home that much. I love having a home space that I'm into. I love my few things because I don't really own that much. I love having my home be so much a reflection of who I am, so it's very deeply minimalist. It feels more like a place where I come to heal after being out in the world. That's what I would say home space is for me. But I don't need healing 24/7. I just simply don't. I don't need all that. In my regular life that is not dictated by a mass pandemic, I tend to just be out of the house a lot. I love reading in parks. I love going to yoga classes pretty much every day, to be honest. I teach yoga out in the world. I usually go to some sort of natural movement, primal movement gym at least a few times a month, if not at least once a week. I love going to museums. I love going to libraries. I love going to bookstores. I love going to metaphysical shops. I love going to, like those kind of more like natural medicine stores. So kind of like apothecaries. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Apothecaries. I love going to all of these things. Sometimes I don't even buy shit. I'm just perusing and sniffing the air, right? I love doing all that kind of stuff. I just love being out in the world, walking around, getting my 10,000 steps in every day. Truly love it. What I don't love are computers. What I don't love is being at home a lot. What I don't love is working from home a lot. This drives me a little bit batty, if I'm being honest. I'm actually incredibly impressed with my own mental health during this time. Like, I feel pretty good. I'm maintaining. I'm shockingly impressed with myself. Because almost everything I love doing at this point is, I don't have as much access to it as normal. So it's impressive that I actually am, on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel like I'm cruising at a good 7.5 to 8 most of the time. And pat on the back to me, right? But I miss a lot of things. I miss a lot of things. This is the longest time I haven't been on a plane in a really long time. I really, 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 really miss the gym. Like, a lot. Oh my gosh, I would give anything to be in a room with a bunch of sweaty ass people doing like crawls on the ground underneath low set bars and like jumping on boxes and like, what else do we do? I don't know, you know, all the weird stuff you do in primal movement, like balancing on things, jumping on one beam to the next, like all that weird stuff. I love the primal movement gym. Oh my God, I love it. I'm missing it. I'm just missing all of it. I feel like when I've been interacting with strangers recently, it's always a little bit like touch and go, like, wait, are you talking to me? Because I can't see your whole face, you know? And then I realize, yes, you are. Okay, cool. Now we're interacting. But yeah, it's just been really difficult. Let me go back to this. I really hate computers. Like, a lot. This is embarrassing to say, but I'm just going to put it out there because I'm feeling like being open. I purposefully plan my life so I'm using a computer as little as possible. I don't mind using my phone because I use it for just really basic things, but I hate blue light. Hate blue light. And this is embarrassing, and I can't believe I'm even going to say this out loud, but I literally barely know how to use a computer. I type with my index fingers. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going to throw up. I type with my index fingers very quickly, very quickly. No one can tell. But I type with my index fingers. I literally only ever hang out with, date, fall in love with, make friends with people who are extremely advanced with technology, because I know it's just like, I can't hang out with you if you're also kind of a Luddite. You know what I mean? I can't. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to both be stuck somewhere and not know how to fix it, or just have to need to use a computer and not know what to do, you know? It's a very opportunistic thing of me, but it's true. If you come at me and you are also just as fucking stupid when it comes to technology, I start backing away slowly. I'm like, we can't both be this stupid, man. So yeah, like having to use a computer this often to get life done is hellish, I'll say. I hate it. I finally figured out, oh, I can't even say this out loud. I'm not going to say this. That's too much. I already told y'all I use my index fingers to type, and I'm from fucking San Jose, California. Like, that's embarrassing enough. Fucking Silicon Valley. Anyways, I hate all of it. I really do. And I just need to say that so I can move past it. It's the fucking worst. I just miss my low-tech life. My low-tech, gym-loving, museum-wandering, well, more like smoke a huge blunt in the car than wander around a museum for a little too long life. I miss it so bad. I miss it so bad. I'm feeling a little better after saying it, though. I'm going to delete this probably within 24 hours, so thank you for holding space for it. Thank you for listening to it. Thank you for sending love my way as you're listening. I really appreciate it. And I think one additional thing here. I know that there's a lot of like mixed feelings on, is this real? Is this not? Is this some other governmental propaganda moment? There's a lot of stuff out there going on. I do believe the virus is real. And even if it's not, I'm still going to take precautions. Like, imagine if I assume this thing isn't real and then it is, like, that would be a regrettable choice. I don't think we have enough information to sit here and make any, personally for me, I don't feel like I have enough information to take a risk and possibly hurt someone else in the process. That feels really gross to me. I do respect the people who have created communities for themselves and where they're all kind of just doing whatever and no mask living, all of that. I don't really shade that, to be honest. Like, we all get to decide what we do with our lives, and I respect everybody's choices in that way. I'm just taking precautions. Because I've had people in my family who have died from mass diseases, specifically. What, is it a pandemic to call AIDS? Is AIDS a pandemic? I don't know. I've had family members die from that, or complications resulting from that, and the lack of information available and all of that. So it's just, I can't just pretend this thing is fake in the way that I think I've seen some people can, are able to. So when there's not enough information available, I'm going to wait till there's some information available and just take care of myself to the best of my ability. So as much as I'd love to just say fuck everything and just do whatever I want, it's just, I've seen that not necessarily go well for people that I've known and loved. So that's not an option for me. Anyhow, thank you for sending love my way. I really appreciate it. This will be up for 24 hours and then I'm going to delete it.